For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My colleagues, this morning and every morning, when we come together, members rise and pledge allegiance to the flag. Let us recall what that pledge says. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel.
As Speaker of the House, I solemnly and sadly open the debate on the impeachment of the President of the United States.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Clearly, there were mistakes made based on the Inspector General's reports.
Do you think so?
These were FBI agents who were doing their level best to try to prevent Russian interference in the election. They were probably overly aggressive. They didn't pay careful enough attention to some of the details.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What about the text message in which you and Strzok were talking about your sort of fear that Trump would be elected and he said, no, we won't let it happen?
I mean, by we, he's talking about the collective we. Like-minded, thoughtful, sensible people who were not going to vote this person into office.
You're a terrible liar.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So, David, give us a read on where the polls are right now with impeachment.
You see a decline from our last poll in Democratic support from 90% down to 77%.
I don't believe that poll for one second.
What part don't you?
The 90 to 77%.
It's just I don't believe it. Well, like, it makes no sense that that number would change like that. Well,
but I mean, you know, life has shown us that polls are sometimes wrong. And David, that poll is wrong. Just because I said
wow.
So. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I love that sound cut of Lisa Page being asked by Rachel Maddow, well, what about when when your lover boy said he wasn't going to let Trump get elected? Oh, Rachel, that was just pillow talk. Hasn't a man ever whispered sweet nothings in your ear? I guess probably not. No, a man has never whispered sweet nothings in your ear. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I can't resist. We're going to try to get some sound this hour. No, not of the endless debate that's going on in the House. The debate. With the preordained outcome, we're going to try to get some sound from Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department today. He was back up on he was in the Senate testifying before a Senate committee, and he actually told Senator Johnson from Wisconsin that there was bias, or that he found bias. I haven't heard it yet, but we're going to try to find some of those cuts, because he seems to be increasingly unbound and unfettered in what he's saying now that even the New York Times is admitting that the FBI was just a cesspool of corruption. They don't use quite that terminology, but that's what it amounts to. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and it is time now for the Chump Line.
So I crashed my bike when I was 7. So when I grow up, I'm either going to be like Howie Carr and be a famous radio guy, or a crazy copper from the state of Granola.
He never had that fake Twitter account until he fell off the bike. And then he went crazy. And he started trolling this taxpayer in Bernie Sanders' hometown. It's a weird story. And so he had to resign, so they appointed his deputy, and it turned out that he or she, I don't know if it was a he or she, had a fake Facebook account by the name, under the pseudonym, the nom de guerre, the nom de plume of Lori Spicer. Lori Spicer. Sounds like a kind of at least an R-rated name, if not X-rated.
Howie, Democrats in black suits look like funeral home workers. Why would you insult funeral home workers?
You're right. I'd like to apologize to the Amalgamated International Brotherhood of funeral home workers.
I mean, half the Democrats look like funeral home clients.
Yeah. They are a scary looking lot.
AKA dead people, for those of you who didn't catch on.
Yes, zombie apocalypse when they're speaking on the Democrat side today. And they're all full of crocodile tears. And again, I should apologize to crocodiles for comparing them to the House Democrats. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that Friday, December 20th, we're teaming up to each give $100 to charities who call into the show. And that's no malarkey.
Trump sent the Botox Queen a scathing note, which was guaranteed to get her goat. She called it sick, said a prayer real quick, then went right back to keeping this impeachment scam afloat.
That's a good one, Limerick guy. You did a good job on this one. I give that one a B+.
Howie, you wore a tie when you went to the movies in college? What a geek!
No. Look at it. You miss it. Clear out your ears. I'm going to explain to you how things worked at those elite prep schools, you know, where me and Tom Steyer and Mueller and Kerry and everybody went. They had movies on Saturday night, but you had to always put a tie on when you went to dinner. But Saturday night, you could pretty much you didn't have to wear a white shirt or anything. You just threw on any kind of tie. I probably could have got away with a string tie. But that was the night I wore the crappy tie. And if you want to know what it looks like, just turn on the TV tonight. And when Tom Steyer comes out in the tie, that's what my tie looked like. It's the same tie.
Did they strike that rule to wear ties at the movie theaters after the talkies came out?
I didn't come here to be made sport of by my staff.
Tom Steyer, the Jeb Bush of the Democrat Party. Upside down exclamation point.
You know, the dollar doesn't buy what it used to be. I remember it was a big deal when John Connally ran for president in 1972 and he spent $11 million to get one delegate. Then it was Jeb Bush 4 years ago. What did he spend, $100 million to get three delegates? Now, Steyer, we're not even into the election year yet, and he's already spent $81 million, and his Real Clear Politics average is 1.3%. Yes, but in one poll, I'm at 3%. Of course, in another poll, he's 0%. That's how it works out to 1.3%.
Howie, Richard Nixon calling. I should say this, that Pat doesn't have a mink coat, but she does have a respectable, proud to be a deplorable shirt. And I always tell her she'd look good in anything.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here it is, proud to be deplorable. This is the last day that if you order today, we can guarantee delivery. We're doing priority two-day shipping. We can probably get it to you later in the week if you order later in the week, but this is the last day we can guarantee it. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store, and you can get What Really Happened. That's the book, the president's favorite book on the 2016 campaign, and the T-shirt in whatever size you want. Proud to be deplorable. It's not a long sleeve. This is a sweatshirt underneath. But it's $19.99, and we have three other great deals, one of it which involves a T-shirt, other books of mine, the Kennedy-Babylon pair of books about a century of scandal and depravity, all kinds of stuff. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Order today, order tonight, and you'll get it guaranteed by Christmas.
So one of the Democratic talking points today is grandchildren and the future of our country. I thought we weren't going to be gone in like 10 years. What's with the grandchildren?
That's a really good point. My congressman is Joe Kennedy III, or we call him Joe. His statement was addressed as a letter to his children. Now that I think about it, I think he's got like a toddler. So if we're gone, doesn't Bernie now say we're going to be gone in 8 years? I don't even know if his kid's going to be able to read by the time that the earth disappears.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. You know, I might not be in this debate tonight, but my poll numbers are soaring. I just passed Seth Mullen. We're going to be fine.
People outside Massachusetts, actually most people inside Massachusetts are going, who is Seth Moulton? He ran for president. He got out of the race even before Eric Swalwell did. When is he going to make his statement today? Is he going to address any, who's he going to address his remarks to? His dog? I don't think he has any kids. Maybe he'll address him to his dog.
I could run for class president and still pass Seth Moulton.
And now the chair will recognize the gentleman from California, Mr. Swalwell. I yield back my time.
Paul, the UPS guy, says, is it true that The Walking Dead is filming in D.C. today? Yeah, they got their black suits on, but not very few of them applied the kind of makeup that you usually administer to your face before you go on TV.
Stop the cheese! Stop the cheese! Who's putting on that cheese? Stop the cheese!
Stop the cheese. It's Jerry Nadler.
Oh, I see. I got it. I'm sorry. What am I thinking of? In case you didn't hear, Jerry Nadler had a meltdown today on the Acela coming back to Washington from New York. He went into the club car and ordered his usual hamburger, and someone threw a slice of American cheese on it, and he went crazy. It was recorded for posterity by a Republican former aide to George W. Bush.
Have you noticed that the Democrats have found patriotism during impeachment in much
yes.
the same way that death row inmates find Jesus in their last days?
Yes, that's a good analogy. Analogy, I'm reluctant to use that word after Lisa Page used it last night, but it does apply here. Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
Howie, is it too late for the FBI to change the name of the Trump investigation to Operation Backfire Double Cross?
Someone said it should be named Misfire Hurricane, but I think Backfire is an even better one. Backfire Hurricane. Backfire Typhoon. Backfire Tornado. Anyone will do.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number is 844-500-4242. Press 2. For the chump line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear it this afternoon, you can go to our podcasts later in the evening, and it could be on Chopped Chumps. We have a whole nother chump line without my repertoire or my responses. But it's there. You can get it after 7 o'clock Eastern time. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, saying we've been deluged with requests to repeat the Howie Carr Matthews Brothers Charity Hour again this year. So we're proud to announce that Friday, December 20th, we're teaming up to each give $100 to charities who call into the show. And that's no malarkey.
Have you noticed that the Democrats have found patriotism during impeachment in much the same way that death row inmates find Jesus in their last days?
So true. So true. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Before you take this historic vote today, 1 week before Christmas, I want you to keep this in mind.
When Jesus was falsely accused of treason, Pontius Pilate gave Jesus the opportunity to face his accusers. During that sham trial, Pontius Pilate afforded more rights to Jesus than the Democrats have afforded this president in this process.
I don't know if I would have used that analogy, but there it is. It's definitely a frame up, though. It's a railroad job. 844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. I gave some to the VIPs here today. You like it? You like it?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. Here's looking at you, kid. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Did the FISA court know that the FBI was lying in their sworn statements in order to get to Trump?
Yes, they did.
84% think so.
Let's play the Devin Nunes cut from last night, cut 16.
That the FISA court is also culpable in this madness also.
How so?
And I say that because we sent them two letters, very specific letters. So this is probably people are hearing this for the first time. Mm-hmm. We sent one, I believe, in February of 2018, warning them of very serious matters, that it was based on the memo that we had put forward at that time. They did absolutely nothing about it. Then again, when we found out that source two, the only additional information, okay, that was there, it was essentially the dossier,
right,
the dirt, it was the fake news stories that they used, and then it was this source two.
Yeah, exactly. It's I mean, he's right. We've got a lot of cuts to play, but I want to take some calls here. Jim, you're next. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm from Mason, Ohio, and in the Midwest, and I've been watching your show for 2 or 3 months now.
Thank you.
I just happened to pick it up, and I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And I just want you to know that you're not just centered up in the Northeast. You got people all over the country that really like your show, and you're catching on. And I'm a Donald Trump man all the way. I hope he goes and kills him in November. And I just think that the impeachment thing is a total sham. And I think the American people are starting to wake up, those that at least think a little bit, and some of us do and some of us don't. But Matt, I just wanted to call and let you know that the Midwest is out there watching you too, and we think a lot about your show, and I want to congratulate you on having such a good show.
Thank you, Jim. Well, who's your congressman?
Steve Chabot.
Okay, so you got a Republican. You got a Republican. Yeah, there's some really good aren't there some really good Republican congressmen? I've really been impressed by the way they've handled themselves here, all of them.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think they're doing well, and the Democrats behind our buddy Schiff, well, they're just they're a bunch of clowns. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, and people say that, you know, they're making mistakes, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're a bunch of rats.
Yeah, they are. That is a good way to put it. They're very rodent-like. And in the case of Schiff, they actually look rodent-like. And again, does that mean I have to apologize to rats? I think it probably does. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Thank you, Jim, and keep watching me out in Mason, Ohio. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Pelosi said in her statement, it's an established fact that Trump committed crimes. They just decided not to include any of them in the articles.
What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy. Hundreds of historians, legal scholars, and formal prosecutors.
Hey, hundreds of historians. Did you see that? I mean, they're putting this. Are these historians you know, they always put all these people, these guys have tenure. They're left wing. They have goatees. They have they wear Birkenstocks. So these are they have climate scientists. We have settled science. They all agree there's global warming. Forget the fact that it's 44 below in Colorado today. And now we have historians are saying it's settled history. President Trump must go. Oh, people like Douglas Brinkley. Oh, Douglas. Wow. Douglas Brinkley. Oh, well, that settles it, I guess. I guess Trump has to go. 600 history professors. How absurd is that? Let's listen to Devin Nunes. I prefer to listen to Devin Nunes. Cut 17 about the
fight. We assumed when we wrote the original memo that Source 2 was legitimate. But later, Trey Gowdy, who you're going to have on in a little bit, and myself and John Ratcliffe and our investigative team, we began to look at Source 2, and we discovered, number one, that they had actually begun spying before they even got the warrant.
Yeah.
But number two, they left all of this exculpatory evidence. This is evidence that they should have put forward on both Page and Papadopoulos. And I think Papadopoulos is really key because he's the reason that they started the entire investigation, and he denied it clearly. So at that point, when you have a full-blown CIA investigation going on, you should do something. But the point here, Martha, is that the court knew about all this. So I'm not saying that I'm glad they've acted. I'm glad they've said something, but I think the court needs the court has to be ended.
I agree. We've had that as a poll question before, but these secret courts have got to end. I mean, again, if it were possible that you could trust the people in these ex parte, that means no one side proceedings, that would be one thing. But, you know, the founding fathers, one thing they were pretty sure of was that human nature is we're fallible people. We're mortals. We were born with original sin, and if we don't have somebody watching over us, we're going to probably go astray. And that's what's happened with these FISA courts. They've gone totally astray. They were set up to correct the abuses of J. Edgar Hoover, and now we have James Comey, who's worse than, I think he's worse than J. Edgar Hoover. And I think the FBI is much, much more corrupt than it was under J. Edgar Hoover. 844-500-4242, and we've got some Horowitz cuts, and again, you're not going to see much of the Horowitz video and audio tonight on your local TV stations or your cable TV because of this impeachment nonsense, and the president is speaking in Battle Creek starting at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. Is there a Democrat debate tonight? Is there? I don't know. Who knows?
Is there? I'm sorry. I was listening to Doug Collins on TV.
Is there a Democrat debate tonight?
That's what Governor Patrick said, right?
He did. I was not aware of this.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Pretty stupid to schedule one the same night as a Trump rally and the impeachment hearing.
Well, at least they didn't schedule it when there's a Thursday night football game. But maybe we could. Is it too late to set up a Wednesday night football game to drain away even some more? I think UNC is playing in basketball. Someone told me that tonight, too. They said UNC is going to take a beating. Well, there won't be anything new about that either. I mean, they got a bad beating from, what, Michigan or Michigan State? Anyway, let's listen to David Horowitz or Michael Horowitz. Horowitz.
The debate is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Oh. It is. So they did schedule it against the NFL. Not a wise counter-programming move when you have those stiffs on the Democrat side anyway. But, okay, so here it is.
So I believe this is Rand Paul. He's looking for evidence of political bias, trying to get Horowitz to come down one way or the other.
Okay.
One specific instance I'd like to ask you about, though. The OGC attorney is the one I think you've referred for criminal evaluation. Correct?
I'll just say we've referred to the Attorney General and the FBI Director.
Right. For possible, and that's the possible criminal evaluation. He also had text messages that said, vive la resistance. Did you interpret those to be, or what would your opinion, does that show that he might have had some bias against the Trump administration?
Well, he was one of the individuals in last year's report precisely for those text messages that we referred to the FBI
precisely for that concern.
You interpreted that as an evidence of bias. But I guess my question would be, if you saw that he was biased, he's obviously made errors that you think actually may have been intentional. Mm-hmm. Why in that instance would you not be free to say that there's documentary evidence of not only bias but then malfeasance?
That's precisely why we don't say that as to the errors, the failures in the FISA process.
Right, but could you then specifically say the opposite, that actually in this instance there actually was evidence of political bias and evidence of record changing that looks like malfeasance?
There is evidence of both. I agree with you, but we will I want to make sure there's a fair process.
That's fine. And I think the chairman's.
Yeah, so basically what he's saying is I'm not a prosecutor. But he came pretty close after tap dancing around. He came pretty close to admitting that there was bias. You got any more, Taylor? Hold on. Taylor, you got any more?
Yes, we do. We have Holly asking Horowitz why so many people would make so many errors if there weren't a political bias.
This is Josh Holly from Missouri. He's really good, and I'm so happy that he's replaced Claire McCaskill, who is just a despicable hack, as she shows every night, whatever that channel she's on is.
Why would all of these people, four times over the space of half a year, deliberately mislead a federal court?
So we ultimately don't make a conclusion as to the intent here. So I want to be clear about that. But that was precisely the concern we had, is what you lay out. There are so many errors.
Errors.
We couldn't reach a conclusion or make a determination on what motivated those failures, other than we did not credit what we lay out here with the explanations we got.
There were errors, or as John Brennan would say, or did say last night, mistakes were made. Got any more? Let's play another cut. This is Michael Horowitz today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I believe.
This is Horowitz explaining how surveillance worked with FISA.
What they did was they took individuals, informants that were signed up informants for the FBI, wired them up so they could be recording conversations they had without the person they were speaking with knowing that they were being recorded.
Yeah, so what happened was they get they say Carter Page is an agent of Russia and he's conspiring with Paul Manafort to set up an agreement between the Russian government and the Trump campaign to defeat Hillary and all this, and so then. You know, that's all lies, okay, right? It's BS, and they know it's BS. But then they send in a spy, and he records Carter Page saying, you know, I've never even met Paul Manafort. I send Paul Manafort emails, and he doesn't even respond to them. And what do? They don't include that in the next warrant. They just leave it all out. They leave it all out. And then another time, the CIA sends him an email and says, Carter Page is working for us. He's a credible source. He's worked with us on other investigations of the Russians. And so this guy, Kleinsmith, the guy that they're talking about, he's going to be the fall guy, the patsy here. He's the one who's going to really take the fall for sure. He writes in where it says Carter Page is a source, and he puts in not a source. But everything was on the level. And how was the FISA court to know any of this, right? 844-500-4242. There is no more Thursday night football game this season, Mr. Football. No, just call me Touch. Touchdown Car. Sorry, I didn't know that. 844-500-4242. I guess when they switch over to the Saturday afternoon games, which they start this weekend, I guess they discontinue the Thursday night games for the year.
That's what they call Joe Biden, Touch.
Well, he did play Division I football, you know. He just ask him. Even though Delaware State, where he was the first white student, they didn't have Division I football back then, but he played it.
You know what the chant was whenever he scored? Way to go, Touchy Joe.
844-500-4242. Let's see here. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, this is Jim from Naples, Florida, Howie. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, you, the family, and your staff day.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jim.
Thank you, buddy. I just want to say a few things here. We had two detectives in NYPD that sold their souls for money. That's what the FBI, the upper echelon, did. You don't think they got money from the Clinton Foundation, gave people immunity, and now...
They did. They did. I laid it all out in my column today in the Herald. I mean, you had McCabe, his wife got $700,000 from Terry McAuliffe, who was a Clinton guy. Steele was directly on the payroll through Fusion GPS. After Steele gets fired by the FBI, he starts giving his fantasies to Bruce Orr, whose wife is also on the Clinton payroll. And then it goes to McCabe, who, again, whose wife got the $700,000. And then when they have to start leaking, they leak it to Jake Tapper, who used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, and Carl Bernstein, who wrote a slobbering biography of Hillary Clinton. And then once the story's leaked, it gets picked up by George Stephanopoulos from ABC News, who worked on the Clinton bimbo eruptions unit in 1992.
Listen, Howie, before you hang up.
Yes.
Howie. Listen, how about this? I remember very vaguely that Page and Schrock, through their email, said that we have a very good friend of ours that's on the FISA court, and we can approach him. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I think his name was Contreras. Rudy Contreras. They said we have to reach out to Rudy now that he's just been appointed to the FISA court. And Rudy Contreras, again, what a coincidence. It's a small world. He happened to be the judge that was hearing the Michael Flynn trial, right? And then when all this stuff started coming out, he had to recuse himself. Contreras and Strzok are big buddies. Yes, you got a good memory, Jim. I remember those two cops who were doing hits for the mob. The last one died, didn't he? Just now.
Yeah, I knew them. Yes, I knew them. Unbelievable.
Did you?
God bless you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Yeah. We knew some guys that were doing hits for him too. One of them's still in the can. Not where Jim is over on my end of the state. It's called South Bay, Florida. It's right on the edge of Palm Beach County. It's Zip Connolly. He's in prison for a hit. He's an FBI guy who was involved in a hit. At the Miami International Airport. And the guy who sent Alcee Hastings, the guy who was testifying yesterday, I mentioned it, the congressman from Florida, the guy who entrapped him and got him thrown off the federal bench, he died in prison in Oklahoma. He was involved in a hit in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the mob. An FBI agent involved, two FBI agents from Boston involved in hits for organized crime. And they retired. And they had to bring in some new agents. And you know who one of the new agents was that they brought in after Rico and Connolly just retired to work in the mob? Peter Strzok. Yeah. It's quite a tradition. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Yeah. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's listen to Lisa Page on the insurance policy text. Remember, they have an insurance policy that they were discussing in Andrew's office. Andrew, whose wife got the $700,000 from the bundler for Clinton.
Right. I mean, it's an analogy. First of all, it's not my text, so I'm sort of interpreting what I believe he meant back 3 years ago. But we're using an analogy. We're talking about whether or not we should take certain investigative steps or not based on the likelihood that he's going to be president or not. Right. You have to keep in mind, if President Trump doesn't become president, the national security risk, if there is somebody in his campaign associated with Russia, plummets. You're not so worried about what Russia's doing vis-a-vis a member of his campaign if he's not president.
That's like saying, you know, we weren't planning to rob the bank. If we'd won Mega Millions, we weren't going to rob the bank. So it's okay. It's okay, isn't it, that we robbed the bank? We had to rob the bank just because our original plan didn't go through. I can't take any more of her. Let's play Chris Murphy. Again, this is of all the dim bulbs in the on the Democrat side in Congress. This guy, Senator Murphy from Connecticut, is right up there. Listen to this, cut 10.
Would you be willing, if the Republicans say yes, they can testify, but they want to hear, let's say, from Hunter Biden or the whistleblower, would you be willing to go along with a deal like that?
No, we're not going to turn the Senate into a circus for conspiracy theories that the right-wing media machine is dreaming up. Our job under the Constitution is to hear the impeachment
charge. We only want the left-wing conspiracy theories. You know, like Trump is trying to deal with Vladimir Putin in spite of all evidence to the contrary that Hillary Clinton was actually the one in bed with the Russians.
Because I believe, even though I don't have the facts to prove it, I believe that Putin wanted to lift the sanctions. He's always wanted to lift these sanctions that were placed on him because of his interfering with and incursion into Crimea. And so I believe...
I don't have the facts to prove it, but I think if I could get an Evinrude outboard motor and aim it at the moon, I could shoot it all the way to the moon, and then I could bring back a lot of green cheese. I don't have the facts to prove it, but I know I could do it. Cut 11, please. Brett Hume. This is Brett Hume.
One of the wonders to me of modern media is the failure of my colleagues in this business to see through this guy Schiff. He has been dishonest repeatedly. He made extravagant claims about the amount of evidence he had of Russia collusion, evidence that it turned out that not even the Mueller team, with all of its investigative powers, did not discover, and that Schiff never specified. And of course, the report came out and basically blew up the Russia collusion theory. Now comes this whole question of FISA abuse, and he's still telling whoppers about that. It is amazing that he hasn't been called out. And then, of course, he gets tapped by Nancy Pelosi to lead the impeachment inquiry. Mm. Wow.
It's not amazing, though, is it really? I mean, he's on the same team. You know, I mean, look what happened with it. You know, the Patriots backed Antonio Brown because he was on the team. You know, the thing is, though, he's not as good a liar as Antonio Brown was a wide receiver, though, is he? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.